From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Salt Lake Chamber and more than 125 signees are asking state leaders for a statewide order on face masks that would require the public to use face coverings when social distancing isn't feasible. A letter from business owners and religious and nonprofit leaders calls on the state to update health guidelines and assist them in balancing safety and the economy, saying, quote, "Public health and economic health are inseparably connected, not competing alternatives," end quote. The letter also requests that the Office of Economic Development use money earmarked by the legislature for a consumer confidence campaign about best practices for personal health and safety. The signatories say they'd rather comply with a requirement on face masks than have to close their doors again. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson has extended a public health order that requires face coverings over the nose and mouth in public areas where social distancing of at least 6 feet isn't possible. Wilson and the County Health Department Chief Gary Edwards signed the order yesterday that applies to all people aged 2 and older, effective now through August 20th. Utah's epidemiologist tweeted a warning yesterday saying the state saw a surge in new COVID-19 cases after Memorial Day weekend and that hospitals cannot handle another one. Cases have spiked around the state even before the 4th of July weekend, such as in central Utah, where they more than quadrupled last month. Angie Canopus with the Central Utah Health Department says residents have become too lax as parts of the state have started to loosen their coronavirus restrictions.
Even though we're moving to a less restrictive phase, it doesn't mean that you are at less risk to get COVID. You still have a high risk of contracting.
Utah has now seen more than 23,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The governor's office has given Grand County permission to require face coverings inside businesses. The county council voted in favor of the move earlier this week, but the order will not go into effect until Tuesday, as they still have to decide on the enforcement component. Council Chair Mary McGann, who voted in favor of the measure, says it is largely supported by the community.
I have never voted for anything in my 5 years on the council that I have received so many thank yous.
She says the council likely will model the order on Salt Lake County's policy. The town of Springdale will also implement a mask policy next week. Because Independence Day falls on a Saturday, today is the observed state and federal holiday. Government offices and banks are closed. Mail delivery is on for today. Carriers will have the day off Saturday for the 4th of July. In Utah, state liquor stores are open from 11 to 7 today and will be closed tomorrow. Masks are required for all patrons in all outlets. The bottom half of Utah is under red flag warnings today. The National Weather Service in Salt Lake City says a threat of thunderstorms and gusty and erratic winds are part of the forecast for much of southern Utah. The warning applies to the Tavaputs Plateau, the San Rafael Swell, central Utah West Desert and Mountains, the Grand Staircase, Mojave Desert, Henry Mountains, and Color Country. The agency also asks the public to follow fire restrictions and fireworks rules because of the high threat of fire starts from sparks. Salt Lake City International Airport will hold a virtual public information meeting about updating its master plan next week. Officials there say they are evaluating facility needs and looking toward the next 20 years of development and want input from the public. Right now, the airport is undergoing major renovations, the first phase of which is scheduled to be unveiled in September. All construction on the new terminals and concourses is expected to finish in 2024. You can tune into the meeting via the airport's website, slcairport.com/masterplan. Wyoming's governor and other officials plan to meet Monday to discuss whether to bid on Occidental Petroleum's vast land holdings there and in Utah and Colorado. The Houston-based company is selling land and mineral rights covering 7,800 square miles. Bids are due Wednesday and could top $1 billion. Proponents of Wyoming buying the acreage say the land could provide a better return than some current state investments. The large parcel is a checkerboard of surface and mineral ownership and butts up against Utah's Rich and Summit counties. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.